In Chicago, back in 2014, 17-year-old Laquan McDonald was shot by police officer Jason Van Dyke. Video footage from a police cruiser dash cam showed the officer shooting McDonald 16 times in about 15 seconds as McDonald fell to the ground with a knife in his hand. The fallout from the case led to protests, investigations, and the resignation of the police superintendent in Chicago and first-degree murder charges for that officer. Van Dyke is now awaiting trial, but meanwhile, three other Chicago cops were indicted on Tuesday. They're charged with conspiring to cover up any alleged wrongdoing by filing false police reports. Sheila Betty was among the coalition of people who filed a petition to appoint a special prosecutor in this case. She's professor at the Northwestern School of Law and an attorney with the Roderick and Solange MacArthur Justice Center.
After Laquan McDonald was shot and killed, all of the officers who were on the scene, there were 10 officers in total, filed police reports. And those police reports were false. Those police reports talked about Laquan McDonald being threatening, being aggressive, being on the ground, still coming at Van Dyke after he was on the ground, just a completely false narrative that was proven false by the video. And it's very clear that one of the reasons why those reports were filed was to try to cover up the actions of Jason Van Dyke. And this is not a new thing in the Chicago Police Department. The code of silence, the idea that officers will cover up for other officers when the law is broken, is something that is pervasive inside the department. So this is against the law. And so what happened here was the officers have been indicted, have been charged with conspiracy, with obstruction of justice, and official misconduct. These are only three of the 10 officers who were at the scene. We're still waiting to see what will happen with the other officers.
So clearly their police reports and their statements about what happened that night were contradicted by the dash cam video that we've all seen now. These officers must not have known that the shooting was being recorded when they filed these reports.
Oh, I don't think that's true at all. I mean, these officers knew that this was being recorded. These officers knew that the culture of the Chicago Police Department would protect them from giving false statements. I think what these officers didn't know was that the video was going to become public. They knew this was being recorded.
So that seems like it may have been the difference here then, right? The video becoming public and then an outcry in the public after the video was viewed. And then, of course, the campaigns, which you were part of, to have a special prosecutor here.
That's exactly right. I mean, and one of the things that this really demonstrates is the importance of transparency with police departments across the country, including, of course, Chicago. Had the Laquan McDonald video not been released to the public, there's no question that many of the things that have happened here in Chicago around policing would not have happened in terms of the Department of Justice investigation and in terms of the police accountability task force. But also the crimes that these police officers appear to have committed would have remained unknown to the broader public. And the thing about the Laquan McDonald video is that it is an incredibly tragic case. But there are many other such cases that have not been brought to the public's attention.
So, Sheila Betty, we should stress that you're an advocate in this case. You advocated for that special prosecutor. You're not a lawyer in this case or a journalist. But from where you sit, do you believe that this is a case now, after Laquan McDonald's death, that is headed for accountability, both for Jason Van Dyke, the alleged shooter, and for these three officers who allegedly filed false reports?
So I was a part of the legal team that filed the petition for the special prosecutor, and I think it is an important thing that the system works as it should when police officers break the law. But I also think that the criminal justice system is not equipped to take on the systemic deficiencies in the Chicago Police Department. So while having these officers indicted, having the criminal justice process work, is an important thing for the family of Laquan McDonald and an important thing for them to get closure and justice, I think that it is not going to be the answer that is going to root out the systemic deficiencies, the racism, the violence that have infected the Chicago Police Department.
Sheila Betty, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sheila Betty is professor at the Northwestern School of Law.